Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantendo's here. Mary Cantendo is one of our very good friends, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the founder and the growth expert at womenbusinessowner.com. She's the author of a number of books, including her new book, Leading with Care. She's one of the things she does a lot is help women get their put their best foot forward in the marketplace in their businesses. But guys, I learned a lot from her too, and you can too. Mary Cantendo, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It is great to be here with you.
Good to have you back, Mary. You want to talk about sales? Why would you want to talk about that? We don't need any. We don't need sales. We're okay. We don't need any more sales, do we?
Well, you know, it really is. I mean, that's the old adage of nothing happens until someone sells something. You know, it is really true. You can have the greatest business idea in the world and the greatest product in the world, and if you don't have somebody ready to buy it, you're going to go right down the tubes.
There's another old saying that goes with that one of my mentors told me one time. He said, sales cures all ills.
Amen.
In business,
that is really
sales
true.
Cures
yeah.
all ills.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes, you know, people are freaking out when things come through in bucket loads of sales, but, you know, that's definitely a better problem to have than the dried up pipeline.
But right now, small business owners need more customers. They need more sales. How do we make sure we're getting our share, Mary?
Well, one thing I think, Jim, is small business owners are in a much better position than larger organizations to really focus on the relationship. So I'm not just talking about little boutique retail places. I'm talking about small businesses in general. I think that the trump card that they hold is the relationship card. Because let's think about it. If you're working with a big company, there's some great major corporations out there. But if you're working with a big company, you are really at the mercy of, A, is this salesperson you're working with going to be there 3 months from now because he's going to jump ship or they're going to downsize or whatever, and B, you really, as a buyer, have very little control or say over the products or services of a major corporation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let's look at that from the small business perspective, okay? If I am selling to you and I develop a relationship with you, then you know, short of my company going out of business, our relationship is going to continue no matter what else happens in my business.
Right.
And you can control that somewhat. Also,
There's one other thing, Mary, I'm going to stick in here, folks, that to me is the foundation of everything you're talking about. The currency of relationship has never been higher.
That is it.
And every day that we move forward into the 21st century, the value of a relationship, the importance of it, the attraction of it, the seduction of it, the desire to have it, to have a relationship, is going to increase more and more. Go ahead.
Right. And so the other thing I want to say about that value of the relationship is that if you're working with a small business owner, you can have that person somewhat customize the product or service you want so that it suits your needs exactly, which you're not going to be able to do with a big IBM or GE or Verizon or someone like that. But you can do that with a small business owner. You can say, you know what? I really don't need this. I need this. Or can you do this? Or what would it look like if We changed this one spec here. So
you're talking about customizing and finding out the customer's expectations and doing whatever you have. And let me tell you something, Mary. You and I think about these things, and these are no-brainers. But you and I also know small business owners who can't make the changes. They're as hidebound as some big companies are. And so even though you and I know there's opportunity to be had out there to doing this, these companies, they've got to change their culture. And I'll tell you something, Mary. If they don't, they will fail. They will not survive.
Oh, you're right. You are right about that. And, you know, I read a quote recently. I'm see if I can remember it exactly. It's something like, shop somebody's, before you go out to try to make a sales call on somebody, shop their business, and then when you go meet with them, you can cite that experience. You can talk mm-hmm. about that experience. So whether or not it's a physical storefront that you go to visit, or even if it's you call in on their hotline for something, or you call in to place an order, or you go on their website to place an order, then you can approach them and you say, you know, I was ordering such and such a product, and I noticed whatever. Or when I was in to get my oil changed 2 weeks ago, I noticed such and such a thing. So you go out, and then you come back to them with kind of secret shopper information, mm-hmm. a free secret shopper service, and right away they are you've already your relationship is on step 5 instead of step 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, and anybody can do that, no matter what you're selling to who.
And it doesn't. They don't have to. And doesn't have to be a retail, but it could be a big company. Anything that you can talk to them about their business, they're going to like it.
Right. So don't I get these emails all the time, which of course go into my junk email about, oh, we can redo your website, blah, 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 and increase your traffic and so on and so on and so on. Rather than saying to me, you know, Mary, when we spent some time looking at your website, we noticed this specific thing and this specific thing and this specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a really simple 3-step process we would like to implement for you. And we really think it'll make a difference. And you could even put what the price point is going to be.
Customization. Customization.
Exactly.
Folks, Mary, I do it every day. I did it yesterday. You're going to have to do this, folks. It's like you've heard me say this before. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. You got to the way how you do it is the way customers want it. That's how you do it. 20 after, Mary Contando's book is Leading with Care. She and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.